Ladybird, do you know? Level 4. Animals helping animals. New words. Fungus, fungi. Glue, noun. Hole, honey. Hunt, verb. Insect, nectar. Nest, pollen. Shell, skin. Why do animals help each other? Many animals live together in groups or families. They help each other to find food and water and to stay safe. Parents look after their babies. These snow monkeys are cleaning each other. This parent gives its baby food until the baby can fly and find its own food. These bear cubs learn how to get food by watching their mother. Clownfish and sea anemones live together. They are different types of animal, but they help each other. Who looks after the babies? Most baby animals need adults to help them. Some animals live in big families. The families help to look after the babies. A baby whale is called a calf. When the mother whales look for food, the family looks after the calves. This sperm whale is looking after lots of calves. Their mothers are looking for fish to eat. A family of elephants all look after the young elephants together. When hunting dogs go to find food, the babies stay at home with one adult dog. What are meerkats looking at? Meerkats work together to stay safe. A family of meerkats is called a mob. One meerkat stands tall and looks around, and then it looks at the sky. It makes a noise if it sees a snake or a big hungry bird. Then the other meerkats can stay safe. This meerkat is a lookout. How do groups of animals stay safe? Some animals live in very big groups. They help each other to stay safe. Zebras live in groups called herds. If one zebra sees a lion or a hunting dog, it runs. The other zebras see it running, so they know something is dangerous. They run too. A big group of fish is called a shoal. They swim together when a shark wants to eat them. The fish are bright silver, and they look like a mirror. A shark can't see all the little fish. How do ants help each other? Grass cutter ants work together to find grass. They cut it and carry it to the nest. The ants keep the grass in their nest. Fungus grows on the grass, and the ants eat the fungus. Grass cutter ants carry grass. Weaver ants make bridges so other ants can climb over them. Weaver ants build a home from leaves. When many ants work together, they are strong and fast. The ant larvae help too. They make a glue to keep leaves together in their nest. A baby ant is called a larva. How do honeybees work together? Honeybees live in groups called colonies. Many honeybees live together. There can be 80,000. Their home is a nest. A queen honeybee is mother to all the eggs in the nest. Worker honeybees look after the queen and her eggs. They also fly to flowers to get pollen and nectar for the colony to eat. They change the pollen and nectar into honey. Honeybees dance to tell each other where to find flowers. Their dance is called a waggle dance. Why do animals hunt together? female lions work together to hunt big animals. When one lion is tired, another one will run after the prey. An animal that hunts is called a predator. The animal it catches is called the prey. Lions don't always catch their prey. This buffalo was lucky and ran away. When animals hunt together, they can find more food. They can also catch bigger animals. These young cheetahs are sisters. They work together to find and hunt their prey. Cheetahs are very fast predators. Mother killer whales show their young how to catch prey. Killer whales live in the sea. They make noises to talk to each other when they are hunting fish. They swim in a circle around a shoal of fish. The fish can't swim away. Then the killer whales can eat. A family of killer whales is called a pod. Killer whales hunt together to catch big prey, as well as fish. They hunt seals and small whales. Killer whales are also called orcas. Can animals be friends? Different types of animal can live together and help each other. Under the sea, a grouper fish sees a little fish in a hole. The grouper fish asks an octopus to help it. The grouper fish does a dance to show the octopus where to find the little fish. The octopus has long, thin arms. They go inside the hole. The little fish swims out of the hole. The grouper fish is waiting for it. Why do clownfish live with anemones? A sea anemone is an animal with tentacles. The tentacles have many little stingers on them. If a fish swims into the tentacles, the stingers will hurt it. The sea anemone then eats the fish. Clownfish live in the tentacles of a sea anemone, but the stingers don't hurt them. Clownfish keep the sea anemone clean. They eat any food the sea anemone doesn't want. The sea anemone keeps the clownfish safe from bigger fish. These jellyfish have long tentacles. Little fish are safe from predators here. Which birds clean other animals? Plovers are birds that help crocodiles by cleaning their teeth. Crocodiles eat meat and fish. Pieces of food stay in their teeth, but plovers are happy to help. The crocodiles open their mouths so the birds can take the old food. These oxpecker birds help the rhinos. The birds eat insects that live on the rhino's skin. Who cleans animals under the sea? Little fish, called cleaner fish, eat the dead skin of the blue shark. When the cleaner fish are eating the shark's skin, other fish don't try to catch them. Sharks like to have clean skin. Green turtles swim a long way to visit a cleaning station. These are home to fish that eat little animals and plants that grow on the turtles. The turtles have clean shells, and the fish enjoy a lovely meal. Ladybird, do you know? Level 4. Animals Helping Animals. Read by Laurence Bouvard. Written by Camilla de la Bedoyer. Text adapted by Nick Coates. Series editor, Nick Coates. Inspired by BBC Earth television series. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2020.